have two moons, and that one, the smaller moon, had actually crashed into the larger moon, becoming one huge moon, which is why one side of the moon is very smooth and the other one is full of craters and rocks. So I started getting interested in all of these different theories of these possible other moons, and so this piece is sort of a mashup of all of those ideas. The rest of us are like this big astronomical body trying to pull Guy here, the second moon, and make him part of us. So that's basically it. Oh, really?
Thank you. what's the date?
January 12th.
Through the 21st. January 12th. She's had this operating conference for a long time, and that's what I think he's done. So that was from the past. Emily and Robert Bernard, who I've been since 1973. Cameron, a composer, and fiddler, and everything, and was a composer. And I think you have the text to her song, but she's going to say something anyway about it. Yeah.
Basically, I ran into this poem basically because I was looking online for poems or writings about the future. I had in mind doing a grant application where all the songs would have a theme of the future as seen from a culture or another world or another. We didn't get the grant. However, I did run into this wonderful poem online, and that's why I got to meet but never yet have met Stephen Roxburgh, who is the very talented writer of the poem. It appealed to me a lot because of years ago I was quite interested in Gertrude Stein, in which she would play around with words. And this great deal of this. So accordingly to one version of the future of an island, and according to instruments which are accordions, it can mix these up in many ways. So I won't tell you anymore because it's all there.
There will be no accordions!
No!